And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka, joining me in the studio, Hal Spackman, director of the Sitka Historical Society, and Roger Schmidt, director of Sitka Fine Arts Camp. They're here to talk about this weekend's upcoming New Year's Gala, second year in a row. It's going to be a big blast. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Thanks, Melissa, and good morning to everybody out there.
Well, let's talk about the gala. What's going to make it such a gala? There's going to be dress-up and big bands and a big to-do. Hal, what's it going to look like?
Well, it's going to be the happening place in town. You know, first of all, it's in the newly renovated Centennial Hall, which is absolutely beautiful. And it's going to be decorated to the theme of the Rat Pack in the 60s and the late 50s with Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, Dinah Shore, Eartha Kitt. And we're hoping that people come to this dressed in period costume like they did last year, because we're having the Sitka Sound Big Band playing. But this year, we're featuring some vocalists that Roger will talk about to sing some of those great old songs like Fly Me to the Moon and Everybody Loves Somebody. And, you know, it's going to be a wonderful event. It's going to start with hors d'oeuvres at 7 o'clock and lead to a full prime rib or seafood dinner. And then we have dessert, and there's some spirits provided, and you know, this is all for $75, and you know, it is an enchanting evening, and you don't get this very often in Sitka, and that band just makes it. It just, you know, Roger said, you know, it takes you back to another era, and that is just really special, and I think the folks that went last year just were abuzz about it. So I'm hoping you get down to Old Harbor Books and get your tickets right away, because we might sell out.
Roger, tell us about the music.
Well, that's kind of my thing. I love putting together bands and putting together shows. So we've got two bands, and it's kind of fun because the Sitka Sound Big Band is our community big band, and it is made up out of many, many, many of the players are all folks that came through the Sitka School District music program and went on to study music in college, or they're back, you know, they're back from somewhere else to play with us. It's a great band. And then the high school jazz band is opening for us, and it's sort of fun to see this progression of, you know, here's your high school students, and then here's, you know, the students that sort of move on. We're going to be playing music primarily. In our band, we're going to be playing primarily music from 50s and 60s, and that's it's a really kind of fun time. It doesn't take itself very seriously. There's a lot of music that is kind of over-the-top sentimental. We're going to be playing a lot of Frank Sinatra tunes. Andrew Hames is going to be singing for us, and he is Sitka's Frank. As far as I'm concerned, he's got that same kind of smoothness and makes everything seem easy. Rhiannon Gavon is going to be singing with us. She's does a great job singing, you know, the female role of the 60s big band. And then we've got one of the very best high school singers in the state who's actually coming down from Anchorage to join us on a couple tunes. He sang the lead for us in our musical Guys and Dolls. So he'll be singing Luck Be the Lady and another tune from that show, which is also sort of right in that period. So three singers, 18-piece big band, and then the high school 18-piece big band. And as Hal says, you know, it's just going to be a lot of fun. The music's great. We've had fun picking it out. Last night we had a rehearsal, went really well, and the band's on, you know, just they're really fired up and excited to play.
So toasting the new year in with style here at Centennial Hall.
Yeah, lots of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's what's so neat about it is you're able, as any age, to go to this, obviously. And we had a lot of younger folks in that 25 to 40-year range that never had the ability to hear these songs live. And that's what makes it so special. You go there and you go, wow, you know, this is really cool. And then the beautiful decorations, the dinner, the period dress. And, you know, it just takes us back from our mundane lives sometime, and allows us to just enjoy. And a lot of you might say, well, I don't do New Year's. I don't stay up late at night. Well, you know, I don't either. But I was there last year, and I had the time of my life. We've had some great sponsors. We've already picked up White's Incorporated as major sponsors and Allen Marine, and we're looking for some more major sponsors, and people are just being very generous. Sika Sound Seafood, Seafood Producers, AC, I think, was it Northern Sales or FSA? You know, we got all kinds of people helping us out with this. And, you know, we've got volunteers that are going to start, you know, doing the decorations. And, you know, this is what happens when you get the community working together. And it's what makes me so excited is two nonprofits working together.
And we should mention this is a fundraiser for both your organizations. So let's take a few minutes to talk about what these funds will be supporting. Hal, why don't you talk about the Historical Society and the museum?
Well, for us, the funds obviously support the Sitka History Museum. And we just got a $250,000 Rasmussen grant, which puts us at about $600,000 that we've raised over many years of the Historical Society for this museum. We have about another $100,000 to raise. And so this is going to go towards the new exhibits, both the permanent and the temporary exhibits, and just getting that online in June of this year. So we're real excited about that. We just got a big grant from Museums Alaska in which we purchased three different works from local artists, but one of the feature pieces was made by Dave Galanin. Is a copper Chilkat robe that's about 4 feet wide and 3 feet, you know, deep, made entirely out of copper. It's absolutely breathtaking, and it's just wonderful. I was talking to his son the other day, and he said it's just so nice to see it stay in town. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those kind of things are what we're able to do because the community supports us. And, you know, I look at what Roger's doing at the Fine Arts Camp and seeing how he's revitalizing the historic Sheldon's Action College, and I'm just proud to be working with them and, you know, folks that are doing great things for kids too. And it's not just the older folks, you know, that work with the Historical Society sometimes. We're looking to bring in younger people too, and, you know, just what he's doing is just fabulous.
Well, you know, this event really highlights how, you know, the uncommon partnerships in our community are what make our community vibrant and vital. And that you can find commonality among all of our organizations and work together for the greater good. Roger, tell us about what's going on with Fine Arts Camp.
Sure, yeah. First of all, it's fun to, you know, it's fun to work with the Historic Society. It's art, and I don't know any serious artist that isn't a serious historian. I mean, you have to know what came before you. It doesn't matter if you're a painter. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, a theater artist or you're a musician. And so often what you're doing is you're really part of this long historic and cultural dialogue, and you're just you know, kind of a voice responding to it. So it makes sense that we work together. It also makes sense that nonprofits, you know, and all organizations, like you said, that we always find a way to work together. So we're really excited to do this with another group. It's really fun that Hal invited us to be part of it, and I know our staff's had a good time. The Fine Arts Camp, boy, well, we still have the 20 buildings that and 20 acres have not gone away. Meaning that we have still this huge project, over 100-year-old buildings. We have been working, you know, nonstop, the whole community. It seems like day and night since 2011 when we first were gifted the core campus. We've replaced most roofs. We still have several roofs to go. That is our biggest number one emergency type situation because all the roofs on campus were shot. So if you don't have a roof that holds the water out, you don't have a building. We're doing a large renovation of Sweetland Hall. We were fortunate to have a foundation come in and help us with that. And the other thing that we're always raising money for that's really near and dear and really to my heart and to our board's heart is continuing to make our programs as financially accessible to all kids and families. And so last year we were able to raise $90,000 that we put towards financial aid for our programs. 20% of our kids received help to go to camp. Speaking of camp, it's also a really important night for us, so we might as well all be a parting because it's on the at 12 o'clock registration opens for our summer fine arts camps, and students stay up and wait till the stroke of midnight.
Their finger poised over the button.
They do, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. All over the state and even the country, and so yeah, we're excited to have an exciting night and raise some money for a good cause.
So celebrate local art, celebrate local history, and ring in the new year.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is happening, New Year's Gala, Centennial Hall, opens at 7 p.m. on Saturday, and cost us $75. Anything, any parting thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, you know, I think that one way to look at this is, you know, it's a great deal, first of all. You know, a couple of drinks, hors d'oeuvres, full course dinner. I mean, for $75, that's pretty good price. And, you know, but more importantly, the money that you're spending goes to not charities necessarily, but nonprofits. And so, like, let's say the Sitka High School band parents that want to be able to give to their, you know, the band and their trip, you buy some tickets to this, you're giving to that trip. And so I think that you're not just having a good time, you're also supporting very viable, important entities, events, projects that go on in town, because we want to be able to continue to do this. You know, that's what makes Sitka a great place to live. And, you know, we have local talent putting something together that you might not even see in Anchorage. That's how big this is. I don't think there's a big band playing in Anchorage for New Year's Eve. I don't think there's one in Fairbanks. There may be one in Seattle, but I couldn't be convinced of it. You have that opportunity right here in Sitka.
Okay, great. And you can pick up tickets at Old Harbor Books?
Yep. Yeah, and I would say Hal mentioned that the other, you know, the other entity that's involved is the Sitka High School Music Program, and they've got selected to go to a festival and be one of the featured performers. It's the only group that's ever been asked from Alaska in all the years. It's really neat to be part of, again, you know, thinking about continuum, about history. It's really neat to be supporting that program, having that program, you know, put together a band to play. And then also so many of our members in our band, the community band, are not only there, some of them are high school students that play in that band, but many of us are graduates of that program. So it's just another way of us all kind of working together to make a really special evening and have everybody giving back in different ways.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Yes,
I think, Ben, I think I should add that isn't somebody in town teaching some swing dance?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a poster for it, which is awesome.
Yeah, like my daughter was saying, I want to go to that so I can learn how to dance to some of these tunes. But you can dance any way you want, obviously. But I think somebody in town's actually teaching swing dance. So.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Local talent is amazing. Well, thank you both so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Hal Spackman with Sitka Historical Society and Museum and Roger Schmidt with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. The New Year's Gala is happening Saturday, 7 p.m., Centennial Hall.